You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And I'm joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to reflect on today's market movements. Uncle David, lovely to speak to you again. It's been a sea of red in international equity markets, but we'll take the green. We got green and we'll take it.
Yeah, we're up. In fact, international markets are holding up. I think what's disturbing them, Jimmy, is that, and I wish I could explain this articulately, but apparently every year they revise the way that they calculate the jobs data. And the number came out that the number of jobs that they've declared over the year is probably 800,000 less. Still, the net number was still pretty good. So I think the market's trying to digest what this means. All in all, I don't think it's going to alter things too much. So I think that's just caused a little bit of a rumble in the markets as the media tries to get, tries to get a hold of this number. So I just read what some of the top economists say. They say, don't worry, 25 points September, still on the cards. We don't have to do 50, but jobs are perhaps a little softer than everyone thought.
I'm looking at some of that jobs data, Uncle David, and I saw the 818,000 less created. But also, if we look at the number of jobs according to the survey, the BED survey versus what the non-farms payrolls data suggests, there seems to be a discrepancy of just over a million jobs there in how the numbers are accounted for. So certainly the markets are trying to make sense of what could potentially cause that.
So what does this say? I mean, just don't listen to the stats.
Don't look at the numbers.
Don't look at the numbers. it's very difficult. I mean, if you think about it, how they're able, this is a country that stretches from San Diego to, I don't know, to Maine, you know, it's a huge, how do you calculate each month how many jobs were created, weren't created? Can you imagine the kind of models you have to have? So there's a lot of guesswork involved in putting these stats together. So, but I think net-net, when you go through the numbers, you know, if you go through Target's results today, you went through Walmart, you went through all the tech, you get a much better feel for what's really happening in the U.S. economy. And, that's why I prefer to go through results than try and list, try and understand economic forecasts or data.
Uncle David, let's stay in the U.S. for a second. We'll come into South Africa shortly. Jackson Hole kicks off tomorrow.
Yes.
What are we looking forward to? What are some of the expectations? I know there's been a lot of conversations around what policy could look like when rates start to come down, but what are you looking forward to?
No, obviously we're waiting to hear what the Fed Chairman Powell's going to say about interest rates going up. You know, he never really opens up. You know, it's always couched, it's always covered his conversations, but I think we're getting a strong view now that rates will start to be reduced, probably September, 25 points. I think the market will be satisfied if he confirms that. In other respects, if you know Jackson Hole, it was always a gathering of geeks. You know, the kind of people who go there and discuss monetary policy. If you think I couldn't understand the job numbers and what it all means, can you imagine me trying to interpret what they say at Jackson Hole? You know, so it's very high level academia that are there, and I think Jimmy, to be fair, and we might be going off course here, I think that if you see how they've handled what's happened since COVID, I don't think their policy state, I don't think they understand or have understood what this all meant. And I still think they're struggling with the post-COVID period. And there's still a lot of fog or cloud. And I think that's the basis of what they want to discuss there, at a high level. Is what we're doing still correct? Is it still relevant? Or do we have to take different courses in that? So I think that's really what's going to come out, but it's not for you and me to understand.
it's for you and I to wait for the data to come back, be told what it looks like, and then move on from there. Uncle David, let's move into South Africa. We got our inflation print today. Surprise, surprise, 4.6%. Now, Goldman Sachs says they see a terminal rate that's 1.75% lower than where we are at the moment. Rate cuts on the cards for sure for South Africa. Were you surprised by the inflation print?
Well, we know fuel came down. So, and it's also good to see food coming down slightly. They're still high, but I think that's what drove it. And, you know, I keep looking at the rand every day and I look at the fuel price, I mean, the oil price, and there has been a downward trend. So, it could continue. It could continue along that. So I don't know where we're going to see inflation, but at least we're moving in the right direction. 1.75, I wish it would be more. You know, I still think we need more for this economy. So maybe 50 points September, maybe. 1.75, that's not bad. That's 3 times 50. Yeah, we can live with that for the rest of 24. But we need it, Jimmy. You know what I mean? Mm. We really need it in this economy. We need to give people some kind of relief. You can't function with interest rates at these kind of levels. No business can finance their business, you know, with very, very paying these very high exorbitant rates. And most businesses do borrow money. So it's important that we go along this trend. And I think that with the US starting to reduce rates, I think it's going to give all other countries confidence to do so.
Mm. And we definitely do need to see that happen sooner rather than later. I think the one thing we have going for us is our central bank meeting is the day after the US's, so we will probably see that decision happen quite quickly there. Uncle David, RCL gave us a trading statement as well. It looked interesting. Markets didn't seem... Yeah, the market seemed a bit iffy about it.
Didn't trade. Look, you remember they've unbundled Vector and they've unbundled Rainbow, which hasn't done that brilliantly, Rainbow, but still. It's a decent business. I think that just reading through all the numbers, they reckon the groceries, whichever division that is, as well as sugar, just prop them up. So it's a good food company. It is controlled by Remgro. But I also thought there'd be some kind of reaction on the market. Nothing happened. Maybe Remgro owns all the trades, all the shares, doesn't leave much for the much for the market to trade with.
That wouldn't be surprising. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, last I checked, the effective control was just north of 70% in that case. Yeah, so that would make a lot of sense there. Uncle David, what are we looking forward to for the rest of the month of August? I mean, it's been a good month. I don't want to jinx it, but we...
No, it's a very, very good month. And it's going to continue. If we go into a period of interest rates globally with, inflation under control, oil price, I think even a lot of the geopolitical crises which kept us down are not having the same kind of effect as well. So we're going to have a good rest of the year. And Jimmy, you could see it in the momentum in the market. In other words, you're getting a re-rating upwards in the market. So even though during the week you got some APSA's results, for example, which weren't the greatest, yet the share price went up. You know, people say, okay, things are going to get better. This is too cheap. So you're getting that underlying, the buying. I've been looking at retail shares. They're all in new highs. They're all pushing to new highs. And remember, I know you're going to talk about the double pot. What's it? The two-pot system. Believe me, that money's going to come flowing in fast. So I think every retailer is going to have a wonderful Christmas or year in period, in fact, starting in 1st September. So brace yourself.
Brace yourselves. The re-rating is coming. Thanks so much, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you, as always. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on market movements, market sentiment, and the fact that we are headed for a great end of year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.